Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson. Dylan keeping us on track as always. And this segment is presented by John Foy and Associates, experienced personal injury attorneys. Get the strong arm. And we have Fair or Foul coming up as soon as these guys make their picks for this weekend. Filling in for Bo is going to be Dylan making some picks. Dylan, scale of 1 to 10. How nervous are you about this?
-5.
Okay. Yeah.
Not nervous at all.
I was going to say I can see the look in his eye.
I'm ready.
He's I'm ready for this smoke.
As a sports connoisseur, I'm in tapped and in tune with everything, and so I'm ready. I usually am not a betting man. It's not the route I go, but that doesn't mean I don't know my way around the money line.
As a sports what?
Connoisseur. He did say connoisseur, didn't
he? Was there a D in there?
Oh, it's connoisseur.
Yeah.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah.
It's okay.
It just makes it sound funny because of what you were saying with confidence.
Subdivisions, subcategories, connoisseur, all
the
same.
Hey, man, we're all doing our best out here in the streets, aren't we?
All right, let's go over the records that Mike and Bo have gotten so far for this season. Dylan, will you run through those?
I absolutely will. So Mike and Bo so far are doing pretty well on the season. Mike, 11-7-1. He did go 4-1 last week. Bo, 13-6, 2-3 last week. So both doing a pretty good job of making the people some money this year so far.
All right. Well, we'll see if you can continue that streak. So we're going to start with college. We're going to do a number 3 Miami at number 18 Florida State. Miami is favored by 4.5. Over under is 54.5. Dylan, what's your guess on this?
This one.
That ain't probably, a guess if you know.
Right. Right. I don't think. Yeah. I know. But this one is probably the toughest one for me. I am going to go. I'm going to go Miami on the 4.5 points. I just think Florida State, yes, they're going to be coming back with a vengeance. They're going to be looking for revenge. They're going to be looking to exercise some demons after their kind of embarrassing loss last week, if we're being honest about it. But I think Carson Beck and this Miami team have been proven to be pretty battle-tested thus far, if you look at the wins they have and some of the performances they've put together. So I'm going to go Miami minus the 4.5.
Do you hear the internal conflict going on with him as he was saying it?
Yeah, I was.
Interesting.
The gears were grinding.
I like Florida State in this game, point blank. I mean, I think Florida State can rush the passer. I think that's what's going to give Miami problems. I think you're going to have the risk that Thomas Castellanos maybe gives one to Miami at some point. Miami is a good team. I just don't think the brand of football they play with the pocket passer and Carson Beck matches up well against Florida State. Give me Florida State plus the 4.5.
All right.
I like that, plus the 4.5.
Okay. All right, next up for a college football game, we've got number 16, Vanderbilt, at number 10, Alabama. Alabama is favored by 10.5. Over-under is 55.5. We're going to go with the obvious first. Mike?
Well, can I throw a curveball at you?
Sure.
I'm taking Vanderbilt to cover.
Okay.
I got Bama winning the game, but 10.5 points is a ton. You know what? No. Let me change it. I just talked myself out of it. No, I'm going to go over in this game. I don't think either defense will stop either offense. I'll go over the 55.5. How about that? And that way I don't have to actually take Vanderbilt. I'll go over the 55.5.
Well, I'll do it for you because I was going to do it anyway. I'll take Vanderbilt.
There you go.
With the 10.5.
Yeah.
I talked myself out of it right in the middle of it. That's on me.
We talked about earlier Georgia putting together a good performance, and we expect them to put together what might be their best performance of the year after coming off that Alabama loss. And we talked about how there could be a possibility of Georgia hangover. Well, I think there also is a possibility of Alabama having a hangover.
Yeah.
And look, I know Vandy isn't sneaking up on anybody. I know Alabama's going to know that Vanderbilt's going to be a challenge, but still, I think Vanderbilt's going to be a little sneaky with this one.
I don't think it's a bad pick. I think I'm just more confident in the over. But I don't mind the fact that you're taking Vanderbilt to cover the 10.5. I think that's a big number for a really talented football team. Yeah. So we'll see.
Okay, we're going to move over to the NFL. The Bucs at the Seahawks. Seattle is favored by 3.5. Over under is 45.5. Dylan, you start this one.
This is also a very tough one. I'm going to have to go. I think Tampa bounces back. I think, as much as I hate to pick them, I do think Tampa is a little bit more talented. I know they're facing their injuries. I know Baker's still dealing with that bicep thing, but I see Tampa bouncing back. Give me Tampa to cover the 3.5. I just don't think Seattle is as clutch as Tampa. I think Seattle's a very talented football team, but if I'm having to pick a late-game situation, give me Baker Mayfield all day over Sam Darnold. Sam Darnold, I think, has found himself a home and done a nice job going even back to the Vikings last year, but I just believe in Tampa more at this point. Give me the Buccaneers to cover the 3.5.
Here's where it becomes a problem that I actually am a wagerer and he is not, because I look at him and agree with every single thing he said. And then I look down and I see the line is Seattle favored by 3.5. And I go, what does Vegas know that I don't know?
Right.
Why are they favored by 3.5?
Right.
I'm taking Seattle minus the points, home game. Give me Seattle all day. Baker, that 3.5, that hook. The half point,
yeah,
that's what I was talking about last week, where I'm like, Baker, if it's four or more and Baker can't get in field goal range, that's where it's going to become an issue. So I'll get Seattle at home minus 3.5 points.
All right, how about the Commanders at Chargers? L.A. is favored by 2.5. Over-under is 48.5.
This one was really a struggle for me. Now, they're getting Jaden Daniels back. The Chargers are also missing. Remember we talked about Rashawn Slater? They also are now missing Joe Alt.
Yeah.
Both of their starting offensive tackles for the year. They're still favored. I'm going to take the under in this one. I'm going to zig when everybody's zagging. Give me the under 48.5. I think Jaden Daniels being back will probably be a little bit rusty. And I think pass protection for Justin Herbert will be a little bit shaky this week. I'll take under 48.5.
This one's tough for me too, because, like you said, even though Jaden Daniels is going to be back, there could be a rust factor there. Also, they've already ruled out Terry McLaurin, so he's not going to have his top target. Still going to have Debo. Still going to have some other weapons, though. So I think this will be a good game, a close one. I'm going to take the Chargers to cover this one. Give me the Chargers minus the 2.5. I think they can win by field goal.
Okay. And for my random pick of the week.
Oh, God.
We've got this Central.
Is so unfair.
Central Michigan Chippewas. At Akron, Zips.
Fire up, Chips.
Fire up, Chips. I was just about to say that, man. I worked out with a guy when I was coming out for the draft named Dan LaFever, who at the time was like the all-time touchdown leader in college football history.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he was Chippewa. What was the spread you just gave me?
Central Michigan is favored by 7.5. Total over-under is 45.5.
Who's they play the Akron Zips?
Akron Zips. It's going to be played in Akron at the Infocision Stadium. The Zips.
Maction for days right here.
The Zips
is such a good name. I'm going to go, give me Central Michigan. Shout out Dan LaFever, my guy, Danny.
I'm so sorry, Allie. Will you give me the line one more time?
Come on, man.
I'm so sorry.
Central Michigan is favored by 7.5. Over-under is 45.5.
Come on.
Give me.
You don't know. I don't know why you're thinking of it. Just throw a dart at the dartboard here.
Give me the over.
Yeah, hey, okay.
Let's get a shootout going in Akron.
Let's get some action going, baby.
Some action. Some crazy action here.
All right, well, same time, same station. Monday, they will have to man up. And today you can join Andy and Randy at Twin Peaks and Buckhead for a special broadcast of the Midday Show. Come have lunch and enjoy the scenic views as we get ready for a big weekend of college and pro football. That is today from 11 to 2 at Twin Peaks and Buckhead.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
As a reminder, today's Mic'd Up brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Come wing it, family style, at one of Buffalo's Cafe's 13 Atlanta locations. Fair Foul Friday. Allie, take it away.
Fair or foul. The next Braves manager will come from within the organization.
Foul. I think they're trying to get out of there. No, I know. I just sledgehammered that one. It's foul, though. I think they're going to try to find some new blood. I really do. I think they want youth. And when I think of youth, I don't think of anybody inside of the organization that just jumps out at me. I think they're going to go with somebody in like the early 40s, mid-40s range. I don't know why. Just somebody that can connect with the players in that clubhouse. Not that Snicker didn't do it at a high level, but just somebody a little bit younger.
I can vibe with that. I can vibe with a little bit of the youth movement. Youth plus just a little bit of that experience that they can find that happy medium. I think it's going to be foul. Even if they go with maybe somebody that's a little bit older, if it's just throwing out names there, Bruce Bochy or, you know, somebody kind of in that realm
right. Who's
a little bit older but with winning experience, I could see them going that route before they go with somebody that's already in the organization. I think they'll move away from that. I think, like Mike said, new blood is the key. So foul.
By the way, Snit will be on the steakhouse today at 10 a.m. He might offer some insight on that.
Maybe so.
Fair or foul, the early season bye week will not come back to haunt the Falcons later on. Dylan, you start.
I'm going to be optimistic. I'm going to be an optimistic Falcons fan. I'm going to say fair. I think as far as them getting into a rhythm, I think it's going to help that. I think getting this bye week out of the way early, they know, hey, just lock in, moving forward. We got the rest of the season ahead. No stops, all gas, no breaks. We're going to get into it. Just going to knock on wood, telepathically knock on that wood over there, and just hopefully say we can survive the war of attrition and not have injuries to come too much into effect.
I'm gonna go fair. I appreciate your vibes. I really do.
I'm just gonna play
the odds here and just tell you it's absolutely going to be regrettable when you get at the end of November,
week 12,
and such and such has a tricep, and you know this guy has a hamstring, and Penix is dealing with a groin. And you're like, dude, we could probably use a couple of extra days off. That's just how the NFL rolls, and that's the frustration of having it. Now, I try to look at the bright side and go, oh, Darnell can get back on track. Some of these guys that, you know, Drake's been a little dinged up. But, dude, it's absolutely going to come back and get you. There's no doubt about it that at some point, even if it's one injury, we're going to be like, boy, it'd be nice if Ray had the bye week. And that's just how it rolls in the NFL.
Fair or foul, friend of the show, AJ Terrell, will be roller skating tonight at Mr. Atlanta's Rollerball.
Foul. Right? He can't do that.
That's true. He's got to be foul because I just thought he's dealing with the hamstring thing. So, yeah, that's definitely foul.
Please don't.
He ain't rollerblading.
I don't need any IG posts later of him rollerblading. No, thank you.
I don't even want him to put the skates on just for a photo op. Hey, it's okay, AJ. Look, we all understand. You got bigger fish to fry, brother.
And it's all for a good cause anyway. You don't need to skate.
Exactly.
Matter of fact, put a boot and a knee sleeve on that guy tonight.
Please.
We don't need anybody rolling into him.
Fair or foul, nobody wants to see the Yankees or Dodgers in the World Series again.
Absolutely fair.
Fair.
I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm good on that.
Me and Dylan just looked at his eyes were so big, I was like, you go first because I'm going to hammer this thing. It was like him serving up a spike in volleyball.
I would honestly, and this hurts me to say, I would rather see the Phillies in the World Series than I would see the Dodgers and the Yankees.
Whoa.
Yeah, I'm going there. I mean,
we just saw
the Yankees and the Dodgers. I'm over it. I want some new teams.
I had your back so big earlier when it came to the Philly stuff, and there you go.
But I'm just saying, at least if the Phillies are in it, we can at least say the champion came from our division.
Right.
I can't
vibe with you on that one. You lost me.
Can we get like a Tigers-Phillies World Series or something like that?
No, man.
I could vibe with that.
Two quick ones.
All right.
Fair or foul, tailgating in Athens is superior to Tuscaloosa.
Stop yourself. Now, here's what I'll say. Can y'all meet me in the middle on this? The bar scene in the downtown and all that in Athens is superior to just about any other college town.
It's amazing.
But don't hit me with the tailgating dog.
Okay.
You know what I mean? When I was rolling in Athens, and it's all love between me and Georgia fans, but, bro, I went to a tailgate in the parking deck.
In the parking deck?
I went to a tailgate in the parking deck last time I was in Athens. I don't even think that's kind
of next level, though.
Not really.
Nah. I mean, if is it because of the lack of space? Like, because everybody else is tailgating?
That's what I felt like.
But that means if there's so many tailgates,
we have to have this conversation.
If there's so many tailgates to the point where you have to tailgate in the parking deck, that's good though. It shows that how much like tailgating there is. So I would say fair.
I'm not snooty about Tuscaloosa at all. Like, it is what it is. It's a small town in central Alabama. But I would definitely, the bar scene in Athens is insane. Like, I would 10 times out of 10. Tailgating though? Nah, dog.
I'm saying fair just to mess with Mike.
Yeah. One last one. This is specifically for Dylan. Fair or foul, High School Musical is better than Cheetah Girls.
Wow.
Dang, she said you got to go quick, too.
Wow. Yeah. I'm going to say fair. I think the overall story is better, and I'll just leave it at that. I'll go
We're
fair.
We're breaking free.
And you just saying that, I think the songs are a little bit vibier, too. The songs are catchier, so I'm going to go fair all the way.
All right, coming up, we've got the wake-up call, 404-726-0929. Are you allowed to have a B-team? Who is your B-team? If so, call us now, 404-726-0929. You can also tweet us at 929-MORNINGSHIFT. The wake-up call is next on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.